the Y94 Morning Playhouse with Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
The poop is about to hit the fan.
Y94. Live
that fantasy. It is 28 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead, 6:20 in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. Hi, we're the Playhouse, Ciro, Rat, and Maggie, and happy Monday to you. The next couple of days going to be snowy. In fact, a winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 a.m. Tuesday, and then a winter storm watch is in effect from Tuesday morning through Wednesday afternoon. Really what that boils down to, between now and Wednesday, we could see up to 8 inches of snow. Because that's what really Monday.
Right.
What kind of news did you need to make it even better that it's Monday? Then, hey, over the next couple of days, we can see 8 inches of snow. Yeah.
Woohoo.
So misconnections here in just a hot second on the show. But Maggie, and I'm going to need your help with this. Today is, let me just double check here, December 2nd.
Yeah.
So yesterday was December 1st.
Yes.
And that means it's December.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not turning into Rebecca Black, Friday, and trying to, you know, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse.
Okay.
However, Rat.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Look at that face.
Yes.
He has this scraggly, increasingly
it's
long.
Getting really long.
It's starting to look kind of rough. I think we need to take a picture for the website. You got a beard going on here. Mm-hmm. And the idea was it was No Shave November. Today is December 2nd. When's the beard? You know what? Rat's blushing, which is an oddity, too.
How can you tell?
That's true. How do I see it through the... When's that going
to
go?
See, and I had this debate yesterday because I was fully intending to shave yesterday. And then I saw the forecast and how cold it's supposed to get. Yep. And I was like, I kind of like the facial protection from the highs of zero later this week. Like, I don't, so we're close.
Okay.
It's tough to let go.
Are you just like maybe after this week?
Yes. How? But that, see, and that's part of it too. Now I'm rooted. Now it's like, I don't look forward to having to shave this thing off.
Can we shave the No Shave November beard? Live on the show. Doesn't have to be today, but like this week.
We could.
Video.
We could.
Electric razor.
He doesn't want to do it.
Maggie shaving your face. Hell, I'll do it if you'd rather. I just thought it's less creepy if it's Maggie.
Okay, as long as we're not talking a straight razor here.
No.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, if you have like an electric razor at home, maybe just Maggie will fire that thing up. You bring it in charged. Maggie, I'll shoot the video. And Maggie will shave the face. We can do some before after pictures. We can do some before in the middle and after pictures.
You want to temporarily leave like a mustache?
Yeah. Ugh. You could have
you better do it. I
the
can't.
The handlebar. We could give you for just a temporary period of time the Hitler.
Oh, Lord.
No,
oh, Lord.
I don't know that I'm keen on that.
A stash? We could do a goatee.
You would have to do it then because I would just, it would all be gone at once.
Maybe we could get you like a Harry Potter lightning bolt on the side of your face. Or Chris Daughtry does a lot of the designs on his face. We give you one of those.
Doesn't he also do the neck beard a lot?
He does the neck beard, yeah.
Which,
We could try some different things.
Well, I'll be down.
If you're not comfortable with myself or Maggie doing it, maybe there's a professional... face trimmer?
Somebody our weather guy's like got a pretty shop. Good beard. I mean, he's done it before.
Yeah, I'm sure. Or that.
He hasn't shaved that thing in like 30 years. We aren't putting any sort of razors or clippers in his hands.
We could have one of the interns do it. That would be fun, true. Too. Just see how badly she wants the credit. I say she because I have a specific one in mind that I think would be really funny. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you.
I'm up for whatever.
I think sometime this week, live on air, de-hairing of Rat would be pretty fun. Anywho, time for misconnections on the show. Craigslist misconnections is this. You're out in public. You see somebody, we're like, dang, you fine. But you don't talk to them for whatever reason. You miss that connection. You go to Craigslist, you go under personals there, and you type all about them. And then it's just out there in the abyss of the internet. Here's what we like to do. Print out a couple of these, read them on the airwaves. Maybe we can make a love connection happen for these lost souls. Maggie, what misconnection are you digging on right now?
I think I'm going to go with the bartender at Woody's, woman for man 23, to the smoking hot, weird bartender. You wore an Austin, Texas shirt. You boggled my mind. I'm currently in rehab.
Oh.
please be the knight in shining armor and rescue me from my dilemma. You're just so damn sexy. Please find me.
Here's my problem. Well, I actually have a few problems with that one, but one of the things that jumps out at me, if you are in rehab, yes, really for almost any reason, a bartender probably isn't the best person for you to spend your time with. Right. It's probably not best for your sobriety, I would think. Especially if the rehab is for alcohol-related issues. That's maybe a little too close to home. For example, if I'm trying to get off candy, I'm not going to be hanging out with an Oompa Loompa. Because they got too many gobstoppers lying around. It's just not good for my sobriety from candy. The analogy sucks, but you see where I'm going.
I get it. I got it.
Ratman.
I got to go with, am I in the friend zone? Woman for man, 40 Fargo. In public, there seems to be chemistry. Other people comment on it. Privately, you behave like a gentleman. We finally got to hang out, just the two of us. 6 hours. I made you dinner, but made you make dessert. We talked. I laughed like I haven't laughed in months. We watched TV. When you left, I got a hug. A hug? What the hell? I would just ask you, as in my usual way, but don't want to ruin what could be a great friendship. If that's the case, if this is the friend zone, just pretend you never saw this. But if it's not, you should know you are clear for a landing. Make a move already.
I'll grab Unloader at Savers in Fargo. You helped us unload a lot of stuff on Saturday. We handed you a coupon or two, and when I did, our fingers touched. You smelled really good. Tell me about the trailer we unloaded, and maybe something else that helps me know it's you. You were so hot and nice, too. What I like about this one is that it just shows that romance can be found in every situation. They were unloading donations at the Savers, and the person that was grabbing the box from them, their fingers, they stroked, they touched. And in that, just like E.T. and Elliot, they felt the bzzz-alia, they felt the spark between their fingers. How romantic.
Oh.
You know what I often find with situations like that? It wasn't felt by both people. That person was literally just taking a box from you, but that finger touch that they didn't even notice, for you, that was this kismet, destiny type of situation. And it's sad, but unfortunately, it's true. I always think it's awkward when I graze fingers with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I was at the drive-thru at Starbucks the other day, and our fingers touched when I was passing my card back and forth, my check card, and I could have died. I just felt uncomfortable. I was like, oh my God. I just had a tender mocha. I just want my coffee.
Oh.
Give me my peppermint mocha. It was bad. Maybe another Maggie.
I'm going to go to the cutie that held the door, man for woman, 20, Simonsons, between 8 and 9. If you see this, I just wanted to say thank you. And I also think you are very beautiful. Your friend in the passenger seat waved at me. She was cute, too.
Which one are you interested in?
I don't think he cares.
I kind of have to throw this one in, but I got to do a little editing on it.
I figured.
Ornament kiosk, man for woman, 30, West Acres. You are working ornaments. You have hair like Rogue. You seem like a strong, independent woman. Sexy. I work at the mall, too. We talked a bit the other day, and I didn't want you to see the excitement I walked away with. I bet you could suck the soda out of the carbonation. Hit me up with your break schedule and which bathroom to meet you in. For Mattress Mambo.
Yeah. So they each work at the mall, and he really likes her so much that he would like to meet in the bathroom to get freaky and make a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll grab I-94 from Minneapolis to NDSU. Man for woman, age 25, Minneapolis to Fargo. Missed you right at the end, LOL. We were playing cat and mouse the whole drive on I-94. You were in a white Intrepid car, I think, with NDSU and Minnesota plates. I was in a white Silverado. I'm a clean-cut guy. You had nice brownish hair. Made my drive fun. Please tell me what state plates I had. I'm sure you caught it. You were right behind me. LOL. Thanks for the wave also as you got off the freeway.
Huh.
Anyone else think it's really creepy when you're driving and the same car ends up alongside you and then they start looking at you? What's to say this person was... How do you know they didn't even get off the highway just so they didn't have to see you anymore?
Right.
How do you know she was interested is what I want to know.
See, one person might see love. Another is like, oh my God, interstate serial killer.
Basically, the guy in the white pickup truck is
following
us. I don't know what to do. That's been Craigslist Misconnection. Woo-hoo. My favorite one's at the mall. I like that one. Yeah. Anyone meet in the bathroom? You really know how to sweet talk a gal. You want to meet in the bathroom? Yeah, thanks. Katy Perry, Unconditionally. We'll check that loser line in a little bit as well.
Good morning. The Morning Playhouse.
What a fascinating cross-section of humanity.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I always thought we were like specimens in a human zoo.
Y94.